भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर टू हिरण्यकशिपु किंग ऑफ डीमंस टेक्स्ट 38। अहो वयम् धन्नतमा यदत्र तक्त्या पितृभ्यां न विचिन्नया विचिन्तयाम विचिन्तयामः अभक्षमाना अबला ब्रीकादिभिः सा रक्षिता रक्षति यो हि गर्भे। अहो वयं धन्यतमा यदत्र तक्त्या पितृभ्यं न विचिन्तयामः अभक्षमाना अबलाब्रिकादिभिः सा रक्षिता रक्षति यो हि गर्भे। अहो वयं धन्यतमा यदत्र तक्ता पितृभ्यं न विचिन्तयामः अभक्षमाना अबलाब्रिकादिभिः सरक्षिता रक्षति यो हि गर्भे। अहं वयं धन्न अहो वयं धन्न तमा यदत्र तक्ता पितृभ्यं न विचिन्तयामः अभक्षमाना अबलाब्रिकादिभिः सरक्षिता रक्षति यो हि गर्भे। अहो अलास वयम् वी धन्नतमा मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट यै बिकॉज अत्र एट द प्रेजेंट मोमेंट तक्ता लेफ्ट अलोन विदाउट प्रोटेक्शन पितृभ्यां बाय बोथ फादर एंड मदर ना नॉट विचिन्तयामः वरी अभक्षमानः नॉट बीइंग ईटन अबला वेरी वीक Brika Adibhi, by tigers and other ferocious animals. Sa, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rakshita, will protect. Rakshati, has protected. Ya, who, he, indeed, garbhe, within the womb. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. It is wonderful that these elderly women do not have a higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in material life, unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak, we have not been vanquished or eaten by ferocious animals. Thus, we have a firm belief that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given us protection even in the womb of the mother, will protect us everywhere. Please repeat after me. It is wonderful that these elderly women do not have higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in material life, unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak,
we have not been vanquished
or eaten by ferocious animals.
Thus, we have a firm belief
that the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who has given us protection
in the womb of the mother,
will protect us everywhere.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 1861, Ishvaraha Sarva Bhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtati. The Lord is present in the core of everyone's heart. Thus the Lord gives protection to everyone and gives the different types of bodies the living entities want to enjoy. Everything is done by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore one should not lament the birth and death of a living entity, which have been arranged by the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. One must act according to the direction of the Lord within the heart. But because the conditioned soul wants to act independently, the Lord gives him the facility to act and experience the reactions. The Lord says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Give up all other duties and simply surrender unto me. One who does not abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is given the facility to enjoy this material world. Instead of restricting him, the Lord gives him the conditioned soul, give the conditioned souls the opportunity to enjoy, so that by mature experience after many, many births, bohunam janmanam ante, he will understand that surrendering to the lotus feet of Vasudev is the only duty of all living beings.
Aho bayam dhanna tama jadatra takta pitribhang navichintayamaha abhakshamana avala brikadibhi sa rakshita rakshati johi garbhe.
It is wonderful that these elderly women do not have higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in material life, unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak, we have not been vanquished or eaten by ferocious animals. Thus, we have a firm belief that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given us protection even in the womb of the mother, will protect us everywhere. So, such wonderful instructions coming from a little boy. And it seems from the description that this boy is orphan. But actually, who is this boy? Jamaraj. In the guise of a little boy, he came to the queens who were lamenting over the death of the king Sujagya. So he is pointing out, you are translating in Hindi? I see. The Hindi class was supposed to be downstairs today. Anyway.
Randhapa
is
taking for one group. Some
devotees
can hear.
I see. Well, okay. So in future, if there is separate classes, let the Hindi, let there not be any translation here. Let the ones, those who are, otherwise everybody would like to come here. Right? Because if there is Hindi translation. So better we give the class downstairs. Right? So, Jamraj is in appearing as an orphan, because he's saying that I haven't been protected by father and mother. That means he was an orphan. And probably he appeared to be an orphan there because there was no identity, he didn't have any identity. Like people could have questioned, I mean, who are you? Who is your father? Who is your mother? So to avoid that challenge, I am an orphan. But by pretending to be an orphan, he's actually making a very good point here. He's saying that even an orphan survives. Although he is not protected by father and mother, doesn't have any shelter, doesn't have any resources for eating and sleeping, doesn't have any arrangement for his protection, but he is protected. So what does it mean? That the rakshati, rakshita, the one who protects everyone, who is the supreme protector, he protects everybody. So we should not worry about anything. That is the lesson. There's no need to worry about anything. Krishna will take care of us. And the bottom line is, we are suffering or enjoying the consequences of our previous actions. In this material nature, Krishna given us a freedom. Okay, you want to be independent? Go ahead. The arrangement is, like, how will you function? The question arises, what will be the code of conduct? Like, what should guide you, your life? The guiding factor is guna and karma. As one acts, he'll get the result. And the actions take place in three different modes, three different gunas. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. When one acts in the mode of goodness, he enjoys. When one acts in the mode of passion, listen carefully, he suffers. The passionate activity leads to suffering. That means, what does it mean? What is the mode of passion? The mode of passion is, mere mode of passion influences us to enjoy in this world. Mode of passion gives us a tendency to enjoy in this world. And when we try to enjoy in this world, we have to suffer. Like, we can see that in order to enjoy, one has to earn money. Suffering. Money doesn't grow in trees. Now somebody may say that, well, somebody inherits a lot of wealth. So then we have to understand, this is past karma. If he doesn't have to work hard to enjoy, then in the past he must have done something that made him take birth in a wealthy family, and he inherits wealth. Or sometimes has a Midas's touch. Do you know what it means? Midas's touch is that whatever he touches becomes gold. Some people are like that. Just money comes to them without doing anything. So what do you have to understand? He must have done something. He must have had some good karma from the past, and that's why he is enjoying. But ultimately, does one enjoy? No. When? While trying to enjoy, even while enjoying, he suffers. Like threefold misery nobody can avoid. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik. I know of one very, very rich man. He died in the gutter of London. Not that he was living in a gutter. He was having a morning walk and he had a massive heart attack and he fell on the gutter and died. So many people, they lose their wealth. So many people die in tsunami, in volcanic eruption, in earthquake. They may have so much money, so many wonderful arrangements to enjoy, all of a sudden it's gone. And we see, especially in the Western countries, especially in America, big, big palatial buildings. But the owner of the building is working outside. He can't stay in the house. The wife is socializing. Children are probably in the university. When in America, when you go to the university, you have to go out of your house. So, now who is enjoying? The servants are enjoying. The owner of the house is working hard to let the servants enjoy the facilities of the house. So this is the nature of the material nature. No matter how much we try to make arrangements to enjoy, we cannot really enjoy. And we end up suffering. There is a saying that the worst sufferer are the people, those who have a lot of money in this world today. A lot of money means a government is trying to take your money. Your friends and family members are trying to take your money. The thieves and bandits are trying to take away your money. So everyone is after your money. And what you have to do, you have to always try to protect it. So much anxiety. So, whereas here this little boy is saying, the one who protects everyone, he will protect, don't worry. Of course, that doesn't mean that everybody should just sit tight and not do anything special in the temple. Everybody has to serve, everybody has to work. Nahi kaschit kshanamopi jatu tishthati akarmakrit. Without working, no one can live even for a moment. Everybody has to work. Consciously or unconsciously. So, the thing is, the best course of action, therefore, is to become situated in knowledge that leads us to surrender to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then only we'll enjoy. Because then you see that the Lord is taking care of you in all respects. Like we see, like when one joins the temple and becomes a full-time devotee, do they have anything to worry about? Sure. Even while managing? Okay. So, yeah, because we know that we have nothing to lose, but all to gain. We have come here, the temple will take care, and is taking care. A place to sleep, nice prasadam to eat, nice association to be in, and so many ecstatic services. Srila Prabhupada was having a press conference, and in the question in that conference, Prabhupada mentioned at one point, the question actually came, what are you doing? Prabhupada said that, what does it take to become a member of ISKCON? Prabhupada said, anybody can come and become a member of ISKCON. Our door is open for everyone. We'll take care of everybody. So the reporter asked, what if everybody comes? How will you feed them? Prabhupada's answer was, that's none of your business. If everybody comes and how we are going to feed them is our business, not yours. It's none of your business. You just bring people and we will see. And you will also see. Now, on what conviction did Prabhupada made the statement? Because Prabhupada knew that Krishna takes care of everybody. Like in India, although so many people don't have any source of income or place to stay, but everybody has food. there is a saying that in Benares nobody goes hungry. In Benares, no one can go hungry. So I know one person who decided to go to Benares and not to eat anything. And at the end of the day he told me he couldn't. He was forced to eat. Not that he had to run after food. The food came to him because Lord Shiva doesn't want anyone to go hungry there. I think the same must be the case of Ujjain, because this is also a place of Lord Shiva. And in the holy places, what to speak of the other holy places? Prasadam is distributed. You go to Jagannath temple, so much prasad. And even the beggars, they're allowed to sit down, they can come and take prasad. Similarly, Prabhupada said in ISKCON, in 10 miles radius, no one should go hungry. But at the same time, it just came across the other day through some discussions that Prabhupada didn't actually want us to go and distribute to poor people. Prabhupada wanted them to come there. And that's why we started a program here. It'll start from tomorrow. Whoever comes to the temple will get prasad. During the daytime, especially in the morning, whoever will come, get halwa. Very nice halwa. I told them that make sure that there's a lot of ghee in it. So that people will say, ISKCON halwa is so good that the ghee keeps dripping from your hands when you have the halwa. Who is taking care of that program? Yeah, Brindra Krishna Somebody actually, you were there also, yes, when Sandeep was saying, when people come, we should give the prasad in the hand.
Sure.
And they should put the hand like this.
Yeah.
Because they should accept the prasad respectfully. So, and then in the evening everyone will get khichdi. And then we'll start a program when the pilgrims come to in the buses, they will have free prasad also, lunch time, say from 1 to 3 o'clock. So that will be our prasadam distribution program. And we have seen going out and giving prasad causes so much problem. We are doing the midday meal program. So many problems. And anyway, we want to help people to, but the thing is that we get the blame. Now they're running, we've stopped the midday meal program. And now the government is running after us. So please take it up again. Because those who took it, who are struggling, competing with us and trying to do all kinds of things to get the order contract. And now the government is saying there's a bunch of crooks. They just wanted to make money out of that. Whereas we are spending our money to feed the people, students. Anyway, so I can see the value of that instruction of Srila Prabhupada. Let them come to the temple. And if we go out and give, then it must be done with kirtan. So that people understand what they're getting and what is the purpose. And that's the kind of program we are planning to start in America. We are getting permission from parks. And our food van will go there. And we will give out free. But devotees will be chanting, and they'll be distributing books, Prabhupada's books, and there'll be chairs and tables. They can sit down and discuss with devotees about Krishna consciousness. So that is one program we are planning to start. We are just waiting for the permission. Some permission has come through. Anyway. So, this is how we can see Krishna is always making arrangements, either directly or indirectly, that everybody is taken care of. And then it's not that somebody won't die. I mean, we all are going to die someday or other. So why be afraid of death? And why lament over death? That's the point that Jamraj is making here. That previous verse, he mentioned that these grown-up ladies, they have seen that so many people have died and many will die, they themselves will die, but they are lamenting over the death of their husband. Why lament? We all are going to die someday. So become situated in knowledge. Yes, some sort of hurt or pain is there when somebody dies. We miss the person, but what can be done? When somebody go away to a distant place with a job, we tolerate that because we know that he had to go there. So, like parents nowadays we are seeing, also in India, the parents have to let their children go away to study. Like, one gets admission in a different college away, so they have to go away. So none of us are going to stay together forever. So accept that. Only thing is that when somebody is far away, he will come back. We think that he can come back. But when somebody dies, we know that he won't come back. So that's the only difference. And oftentimes, children go away and then don't even come back. what to speak of go away, they get married and don't even come back. So this is how things are in reality. So why? Ultimately we have come here alone and we have to live alone. So we have come, when we came here, we came alone. And when we leave, no one will go with us, no matter how dear that person may be to us. So that's why we have to recognize the fact Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in the heart of everyone. And He is giving protection. Like we see, especially with animals, like I used to notice some very interesting phenomena. So we are driving in a car, bird is flying, just as it comes close to the car, changes its course and goes away. The super soul in the heart is telling the bird, don't go anymore, go any further, just turn around. The dogs on the streets is coming to the car, as the car, the dog is coming, the car is coming, the dog doesn't run into the car. So who gives him that intelligence not to come to the car? The super soul. Matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. As the super soul in the heart, Krishna is giving remembrance, knowledge, and his titsarva knowledge. Also apohanam cha. So what do we learn from this? The lesson that we learn? Depend upon Krishna. Sometimes some experience will be joyous, joyful. Some experience will be painful. Take it on your stride. It's meant to be. And I can't blame anybody. It's all my doing. Whatever is happening to me is my doing. I cannot blame Krishna for that. I do not accept Krishna. I am not listening to Krishna's direction. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, Samamekam Sharanam Braja, I won't do that. I want to take shelter of Krishna, I want to surrender to Krishna. But when something goes wrong, why did Krishna do this to me? Krishna is laughing, saying, half Sunday feast. If it rang any longer, then it would have been full Sunday. So we just have to become situated in knowledge. Yeah, as I was saying, like we can't blame Krishna for something that goes wrong with us. We have to recognize that I have designed my destiny. I have designed my destiny. So if at all anyone to be blamed, it's me. And what actually happens is when good things happen, then we want to take credit. See, I have done so well, so that's why all these good things have happened to me. But when some bad things happen, we blame Krishna. When Prabhupada was in Germany, some people came and told him that they don't believe in God. Because if God was there, then why their near and dear ones died in the battle? Somebody lost his son, someone lost his husband, someone, this way someone lost his father. So their point was that if God was there, then why these things happened to me? Prabhupada gave a very beautiful answer. Prabhupada said, when you started the war, did you consult with God? You started the war on your own, and the consequences of the war, you're blaming God. So that is the nature of a materialistic person. Just, they want to credit for good results, and they blame God for bad results of their actions. Whereas the devotee's attitude is completely opposite to that. The devotee's attitude is when good things happen, they pray to Krishna. They glorify Krishna. Oh Krishna, you're so kind. And when bad things happen, it's my karma. So this will indicate whether you're a devotee or a non-devotee. Therefore, don't blame Krishna for your suffering condition. Just, Krishna is all merciful. Krishna wants you to come to Him. And when you surrender unto Him, He takes care of you. Ahamtvam sarva papebho. Is Krishna lying? Or Krishna is giving that real assurance? I will take care of you. So when Krishna says, I will take care of you, why should you worry about it? And there comes the question of faith, whether we are going to believe in Krishna's words or not. Don't ever doubt Krishna's statements. He will take care of you. Just surrender unto Him, He will take care of you. Especially at the time of death, we don't have to worry. And as long as we are alive, let's prepare ourselves so that we can surrender to Krishna all the time. And that is the final instruction. Surrender, surrender, surrender. And assurance, I will take care of you, I'll take care of you, I'll take care of you. So that is the wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yes?
Maharaj, you mentioned in the beginning that mode of passion, whatever we do in mode of passion, that leads to ultimately misery. So sometimes we execute devotional services also in mode of passion. So does it also...
Yeah, devotional service doesn't produce any reaction. Devotional service, mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, is all ecstasy, ecstasy and ecstasy. No suffering. Arjuna is fighting the battle in the mode of passion, ecstatically. Right? The devotees are rendering devotional service in the mode of goodness, naturally, they're ecstatic. And in the mode of ignorance, they become servants of Krishna, Sudra, and they also ecstatic. Or even when they sleep in mode of ignorance, they dream about Krishna, that's ecstatic. So, in Krishna consciousness, everything is ecstatic. Alright? You bring Krishna within, everything will become ecstatic. If you do things without Krishna, everything will be miserable. Okay? Hare Krishna. Parameshwari Radhika Devi Dasi. Why did you have to write it? Another one is coming. Although present, very good. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Koti koti dandavat kya hua? As you said, one who is in the mode of goodness, he enjoys what does he mean? Okay. when you do things in the mode of goodness, and it's about the materialistic activities in the mode of goodness, uddham gacchanti sattastha. When one acts in the mode of goodness, he goes up to the higher planetary systems. And there is enjoyment. Even in this world, when one acts in the mode of goodness, he enjoys. He enjoys in the sense, in the mode of goodness, he gives charity. He performs austerities. So these are generating punya. And as a result of the punya, they get enjoyment. Okay. Okay. Oh, for a change. Vibhu Chaitanya. Go ahead.
Hi. So, I had two questions. First of all, in the third canto, 29th chapter, there are three verses describing the attitude of devotees in the mode of passion, ignorance, and goodness. So, in one of the verses it has been said that the one in mode of ignorance is also very violent and angry. And
so, okay,
does it still not generate any karma? Because it is...
Yeah. Because he is acting in Krishna consciousness, because he is doing it for Krishna, there is no reaction, karmic reaction.
So very activity of devotional service does not give any karma. So the very activity of devotional service does not give any karma.
Yes.
But the person may have a different destination according to his attitude.
That is up to Krishna. You see, when you become a devotee, then Krishna decides where he will place you. Devotee doesn't care about his, mama janmani janmanishvari. His only concern is that I can become a devotee again. Yes, Mukunda?
Is there anything as instant karma, or it is only because of the past deeds?
It can be either instant or reserved. it's up to, sometimes, somebody does something and the reaction may be immediate. That's instant karma, right? But sometimes, the reactions are the results of some old karma. So the karmic principles are very, very difficult to determine, because we are not controlling the reaction. The demigods are controlling the reactions. So it's up to them how they will decide. And that is the bottom line, it can be instant, can be not. Like, for example, somebody goes to steal, right? And he is caught. And he is beaten up badly. Instant karma. So, or somebody may say that, it was actually the result of his previous karma that he got caught. And anyway, so, we cannot determine. That's what actually Prabhupada once told me. that the karmic reactions are very, very complex. We cannot really determine how they come.
What causes a worker in the mode of passion to elevate it to goodness as opposed to usual degradation to ignorance?
Knowledge. The knowledge takes from passion to goodness. Like somebody realizes that it is, the passion is going to cause difficulty, so let me not act on the mode of passion. So he desists from acting in the mode of passion, and that knowledge actually leads him to goodness. Ultimately, goodness is due to knowledge. Passion and ignorance are different degrees of ignorance. And passion always results into suffering, you know, like, actually, you know, it came to me very vividly when I was visiting the museum of Golden Temple. You know, the Sikhs had gone through so much brutality, and you can just see those paintings after paintings, you know, showing the Muslim atrocities. And, you know, like, it is because they acted in the mode of passion, they suffered the consequences. And it's not that only the Sikhs suffered, the Muslims also suffered. You know, in mode of passion, everyone suffers. The only difference is the Sikhs were gentlemen, and the Muslims are brutes, animals. That's the difference. The Sikhs are very, very noble, actually, in their behavior. Still now, I have great appreciation for the Sikhs. They're very good people, very upright, honest, generous, because they're Kshatriyas. They're warriors. The true Kshatriya is a noble person. There was a question, yes.
Except human beings, no other beings, they have to suffer karmic.
Why did you have to say, as you know? Why do you have to add things like that? Ask the question directly. You don't have to give me the prelude, and you have to assume that your guru may know or may not know. Don't be too wise, you know, just be a simple-hearted person. Okay, go ahead.
Like, except human being, no other being, they have to suffer karmic reaction. But we see, like, in tsunami.
It's not that except human being, no one suffers karmic reactions. The human beings can generate new karma. The others are burning out their karma. Only human beings can generate new karma. The demigods are burning out their karma. Similarly, the animals also going through their karmic reactions. In the material nature, everyone is acting on the karmic reaction, karmic platform.
You told that the consequences come when we do some bad karma or good karma also. So how to deal with those consequences? Because it becomes very difficult sometimes to...
Surrender unto Krishna. No more karmic reactions. Okay. Otherwise, you'll always be caught up in the mess or the complexities of karmic reactions. There is no way you can get out of karmic reactions. And the only way you can get out of karmic reactions is by surrendering unto Krishna. Even the sages, they try to get rid of the karmic reactions by austerities and penances. It's a very, very difficult job. Thousands of years of austerity, still they cannot get out of their karmic reactions. Whereas, Just surrender unto Krishna, you'll be free from karmic reactions. So which course you want to take? Very good. Say it loudly so that everybody can hear.
Surrender to Krishna.
Very good. Yes.
Sometimes we get disturbed or suffer because of other people's action on us. So can we see that our old karmas we are burning, or our old debts?
So, yeah, explain what you are meaning. For other people's karma.
For example, I got hurt by somebody else.
Okay.
So in that case, should I think that
it's both of your karma, his karma and your karma. I'll give you an example. When I was serving Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, often I used to go in the afternoon and chant away from the temple. So one day I was chanting, sitting under a tree in Vrindavan, and I just noticed one big black ant was crawling onto my toe. So with my left finger, I just flicked it, left-hand finger, and flicked it. And that ant went flying and bumped into another big black ant. And they started to fight. And I was thinking that is what karmic reaction is, you know. Like the poor ant, you know, he just got hit by him, the other ant. And his reaction was, why did you do that to me? So they started to fight. But you know, the cause of that was me. I flicked it, the poor ant and bumped into the other ant. So karmic reaction is like that, you know. Like, you know, our past karma leads into kind of, you know, bump into each other, caused by the demigods. And we start to fight with each other. That's why a person situated in knowledge, especially a devotee, will not react. Especially in goodness also. Sometimes, you know, I give that example of actions in different modes. Somebody is crossing the road and a passing bicycle hits it. No more. Why do you have your phone on? Half Sunday feast. So, somebody is crossing the road and a cycle hits him. A cyclist hits him. And being hit in that way, like, he starts crying. Another person crossing the road gets hit by the cyclist. He just gets up and grabs the cyclist by the collar and starts to punch him. Another person hit by the cyclist. He just brushes off the dust and says, "Don't worry, it's my fault. I should have checked before crossing the road." The first one, mode of ignorance. Second one, mode of passion. Third one, mode of goodness. So what does one do in mode of goodness? He doesn't see the immediate cause. And he thinks about it deeply and avoids the conflict and accepts it just a natural consequence of his own fault. Therefore, a sign of a wise man that when there is adversaries, he doesn't blame others, he blames himself. Okay, some questions. Mithilapati Das, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, although by reading books and hearing from devotees, we theoretically know the instructions and philosophy, but when it comes to apply in some situation, then our enjoying mentality comes in between. How to deal with that then? Good. You see, first is practicing stage, and then the perfected stage. When you're in a practicing stage, your actions may not be perfect. But doesn't matter. Keep on practicing. So like you're hearing the advice and reading from reading books or hearing from devotees. Although theoretically you know, but you cannot apply it when it comes to that situation. So in the initial stage it may be, but when you become situated properly in knowledge, then you'll also act according to those instructions. Like first is accumulation, and then is digestion. Right? Like you eat food, you send the food to your stomach, it takes some time to digest, and when it's digested, then it's transformed into energy. Shivananda Patra, chitto ko abhichalit bhav se Bhagavan sthir karna kya hota hai? Bhagavan par sthir karna kya hota hai? चित्तों को अभिचलित भाव से भगवान पर स्थिर करना क्या होता है? भगवान को अभिचलित भाव से चित्त को स्थिर करना, अभिचलित भाव से चित्त को स्थिर करना. मन है चंचल, चंचल ही मन कृष्ण, तो चंचल मन इधर उधर भागता है, तो अविचलित मतलब और विचलित नहीं हो रहा है. भगवान कर स्थिर करो, कौन करेगा? हाँ, शिवानंद पात्र. हाँ, आप उसको पात्रता अर्जन कीजिए. इफ नॉट पॉसिबल then why you have to follow the devotional life? If it's not possible, then why you have to follow the devotional life? Because by following devotional life only, you can do that. It is not that first you become perfect and then you practice. By practicing, you will become perfect. In student life, how is it possible? In student life, it is very much possible. Not only possible, the student life is the best time to practice that. Oh, so many questions. Okay, same person, Krishna Saranam. Okay, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for explaining so nicely how there is a need to surrender and accept that Krishna is our ever protector. I am very sorry for I have been waiting to hear from you the answer to this since long. However, due to my silliness, I am unable to understand how or what it means to surrender. Very good. And that's why listening is so important and questioning is so important. Questioning is so important. Because by questioning, not only you benefit, others also benefit. Just as by somebody else's question, you got the answer that was at the back of your mind. What I have understood from your lectures and Srila Prabhupada's books is to depend on Krishna fully is surrender. To be honest with devotees is surrender. I don't feel like unable to do a particular service to open up ourselves. Is that surrender? Okay. So, what you said is right. To depend on Krishna fully, to depend upon Krishna is surrender. Surrender means, I am just surrendering and you do whatever you want to do with me. So that is surrender. To be honest with devotees is surrender. Yes, you can say that also. If I don't feel like or unable to do a particular service to open up ourselves, is that surrender? What do you think? Krishna Sharanam? Like, is it surrender when you are asked to do something and you don't do that? No, that's not surrender. Because due to my fallen condition, I am not in that platform that I can accept all that is said to me. Okay, so if you realized your fallen condition, then rise up from your fallen condition. If you're saying that I am not in that platform, that I cannot accept all that is said to me, because due to my fallen condition. Good, now that you realized, what are you going to do about that? Surrender? Kindly enlighten me, how or what is it required for me to surrender? Surrender. In order to surrender, you have to, first thing is that you have to become humble. Dainya. And then comes the platform of surrender. So be humble. Recognize that you are not capable of doing everything. You are not capable of doing anything. Therefore surrender to Krishna. Remember that you are not able to take care of yourself. That's why surrender to Krishna. Let Him take care of you. And have faith that He will take care of you because you are surrendering unto Him. Oh, this is Amritesh Gaurdas, Bhuvaneshwar. Your servant Amritesh Gaurdas, Bhuvaneshwar. Thank you. Thank you, Amritesh Gaur. How did the Krishna Sharanam came in?
Channel name.
Oh, channel name. Okay. Okay. Yes. Dira Gaurdas.
How does the karma, the reaction of karma, they work? Because it produces, it fixes the quantum of our pains and suffering, or it creates the circumstances where according to our moods we can respond.
Karma, the reaction takes place in a physical way. It happens in a physical way. As it is said, action amount of goodness will take you upwards. It will happen. Like in a certain aspect, one is elevated to the heavenly planet. Or in some other aspect, the mode of goodness, action mode of goodness will make him take birth in a Brahminical situation or, like pious situation where he will enjoy.
So whichever mood we are in, that is also decided by our karma in the past.
Yeah. The actions in the mode of goodness will lead you to the goodness. Passion will lead to passion.
Like, can we say that we cannot receive any suffering which we are not destined to receive?
Yeah, right. Like everything has its relevant cause. We can't say that. Therefore, nothing happens by chance and accident. We may say that by chance it happened. By chance he won the lottery. No, it's not by chance. It's his previous karma. By chance he met with an accident. No, it was not by chance. It was his previous karma. So, every effect has a cause behind it. Okay, last two questions.
Does that mean that every karma, it has to begin somewhere? So, isn't it possible that someone like a robber or a murderer, he kills somebody without any reason, to that person, and now for that whatever this person has got, this robber is destined to suffer because of his action. I mean to say,
again, I go back to that point. It's very, very complex. How the karmic reactions result into, you know, the reaction is very difficult to figure out. But one thing is that be careful about finding faults with others, because then those faults will come to you. So, you know the story of the Brahman and the prostitute? The Brahman was counting how many people, how sinful that prostitute was. And the prostitute was always lamenting that she's so fallen. And at the end, Jamadutas came for the Brahmana and Vishnudutas came for the prostitute. So Brahmana was surprised, I'm Brahmana, I did so many good activity, so there must be a mistake. Like, the chariot must have come for me and went to the wrong address. But the reality is, you know, because he was dwelling in the sinful activities of the prostitute, he acquired those karmic reactions. And because this poor girl was lamenting, she was free from her sinful reactions. Yes?
My spinless, please accept my humble blessings. I want to ask a question regarding when devotees performing devotional service underwent an accident, lost their life, or they got paralysis. How to understand that is Krishna's protection?
Yeah, it could have been much worse than what happened. That's how a devotee sees that.
About losing a life, a devotee lost his life.
What if he loses his life and goes back to Vaikuntha? So the immediate, apparent cause, apparent effect is not the ultimate conclusion. Akash Maurya, Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. How to do preaching in being mode of goodness? Because most often we become passionate in management or in preaching. Well, while preaching, better to be in any action is better to be in the mode of goodness than in mode of passion. Because the mode of passion, you know, as I said, leads to undesirable consequence. Whereas mode of goodness always leads to desirable consequence. So better to act in the mode of goodness. Like, you know, while preaching, don't get into a fight with somebody. A classic example of mode of passion. Whereas a true preacher will be in the mode of goodness. Like, that reminds me, once, long time ago, one of my godbrother in America, he was distributing in the airport of Chicago. And sometimes they met some unpleasant situation. And he was telling me that somebody just spat on his face. And this devotee is very strong, you know. His first reaction was just punch him in the face. But he controlled himself, pulled out his handkerchief, wiped the spat, went away. Now see, because he did that, the person who did that, maybe he will feel guilty. Or even if he did not, at least inwardly he was more peaceful after that. And that's what he told me, that how peaceful he felt inside. He felt Srila Prabhupada's mercy right at that time. But if he punched, then it would have created a scene, police would have come, and all kinds of complications would have been there. Chris Neo, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. What is the difference between faith and surrender? Okay, in simple words I can say, the faith is the cause and surrender is the action. Because of your faith, you surrender. So it is due to faith you surrender. If you don't have faith, then you couldn't surrender. So that's the relationship between faith and surrender. It's not difference. So you can say the faith is the, as I said, like is that cause, and surrender is the effect. That is the difference. The difference between cause and effect. One is the cause, the other is the effect. Thank you very much. Another long class. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.